Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, good. We just had to keep going here. This was too good talking about AI. We were talking about how cigars represent just such an old world craft and art form. Just wanted to pick this back up because I thought you had some really good points.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that, you know, I'm trying to figure where to start with this train of thought because we were on it.
Well, we were talking about innovation and how I really liked your comments about how it makes us as humans kind of go to another level, right? You need to think differently. Every new, like, civilization changing technology, and that's what AI is. Mm-hmm. It is the printing press. It is the airplane. It is the internet. It is so significant. But I really appreciated your perspective on it really demands that us as a civilization, as humans, as people, flesh and blood with a soul, think about creativity and think about innovation and how your daughters now are going to be living their whole life with AI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's with, you know, when we were talking about like how the cigars, you can almost take the same thought, right? Like it's not AI specifically, but you know, it's such an old world industry and there are like X amount of plants, right? You know, or varieties of tobaccos,
right?
But maybe grown in this region or that region. So they give different nuances and stuff, but you're putting them together to try to like express something or tell a story, right? And the cool thing is to me is like when we decided to come back on, I was saying like you have, it's only a learned thing, like you, there's no school for it, right? So it's kind of the like almost opposite end of the spectrum with AI, because there's Google information, you know, on tobacco and stuff, but
sure,
how tobacco plays with one another, and when you put this leaf against this leaf, what is that smoking experience, and like what is the, does it burn at the right ratio, does, and there's all these other like sub factors that you cannot get information on the internet from it, because it's like it's almost like stories that have been passed down generationally, right? Like you have, right, the only way to know is to go to these places and hear these stories, right? And you go to the factories and it's like I go down there and it's like they love being able to share what they learned, because they see like, oh, I want to learn, I want to understand this, you know. And
yes,
and when you think that you only have essentially five components, five different leaves, if you choose so, right, to tell a story, like how do you play, like what combination are you going to use to create a specific, you know, profile, but that tells a different story than what's already been done, right? Like how do you create a new love song that gives a new angle when there's a million love songs out there, right?
A million plus. Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah.
And it's the same thing, but that's partly what we were saying, like, you know, when you have obstacles, that's what creates innovation and drive, right? Yes. So it's like,
yeah,
whenever, before I go down to the factory, say for example with the Wanderer, I'm not a big fan of Sumatra, and that's why I wanted to create the Wanderer, because I had smoked a few cigars where I thought that they were beautiful cigars using Sumatra, and I was like, but I don't like Sumatra as a wrapper, but I like these two cigars. So then, yeah, I was like, I want to use it because I want to, like, it's giving me an experience that I want to be able to recreate. Yeah. So let's find a way. And so going down there and using that specific wrapper to try to tell a specific story, because the way, you know, and then expressing that to, I brought the cigars that I liked.
Yeah.
For the blender, master blender to smoke, because I wanted him to understand like I always bring him stuff to smoke because he's always assembling and putting together whatever his, you know, he's designing his pictures and his stories, but I'm a different person and I have a different palette and I have different, like, so it's like, I try to bring him stuff to show him what I want so that he, when he's helping me, he can be like, let's try this and let's try this. And it's out of his wheelhouse, which is super fun because he ended up getting, like, you know, the hook, for example, he just kept coming back and he was like, what the hell is this? Like, you know, he just had this like perplexed thing. And I was like, but do you like it? And he's like, yes. But he's like, it's not like what I'm used to.
Correct.
You know, and that kind of, even though that's a kind of a deterrent from the AI thing, it's not, because the AI, you know, puts out the information you give it, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
And it does it perfectly. But it can't go, hey, why don't we add a quarter leaf of Dominican Piloto, because it's going to add some dimension and bring depth to this cigar. And that's the beauty of, like, I think why I love cigars so much, or at least one of the main reasons, that it's like, it's so affected by the nuance of where you place something and how you place it there. You can just replicate, like, oh, I'm going to put this and this, and you'll have the same thing.
That's from a formula perspective. Yeah,
sure. Formula. Perfect. But that's like, I love, that's kind of why I go back to the AI. Like, it doesn't scare me. Like, there are aspects I don't think are to be good, but like, if it causes us to find and go deeper, what are we going to create next? Like, we created AI.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I love just the, exactly. And this idea of what AI, at least today, I think, you know, because once this podcast goes out in the ether, it should survive forever, whatever forever means. But what it can't create today is what you said, and that is the experience. Where are you smoking it? And what kind of mindset are you in when you're smoking it? What's going on in your life? What beverage are you having? Are you having a coffee? Like, you know, I've got a nice Americano going this morning. I mean, you know, taking a nice big puff on this B series in combination with my Americano. Oh my God. I mean, it's magical. It really is magical. And so that's what I love about your take on AI being a tool. It can be a tool used for extending and breaking creative barriers, but at the same time, having the human experience of having a good cigar and three friends around a fire, having a guy with a guitar playing some music and having a nice beverage, I don't have the ability to think about how AI could replicate that. I can't see it.
And that's like, you know, the human condition, right? Whatever, it's all about experiences.
Yeah.
Like, you take anything that you love, or any specific, whether it's a cigar or a meal you had, it's typically not the cigar exclusively, and it's typically not the meal that you had exclusively that makes it memorable. It's the surrounding, it's the people you were with, the environment. Yeah. And that's the part that's like, those are, you know, I not to be grim, but like, life has a bunch of really, really like hard and shitty things. Like, we experience loss and death and all this kind of stuff, right?
Oh, suffering is a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but in those moments you find these moments of a great meal or a great conversation or falling in love for 5 minutes at a bar with a girl that doesn't even know you exist. But they mean something to the person, right?
Yes.
And it's like, that's where it's just like, oh yeah, this is why we're alive. This is why we do these things. It's not
yes
for the outcome. It's just those little moments that like get stored on a memory bank, and like we recall on them for like entertainment or camaraderie, whatever. And that's like on a deeper level, that's what cigars are to me, is like creating moments for those opportunities to happen, right? They aren't always going to happen, but like sometimes they do, right? Yeah. Like sometimes, like, you know, you and I are having a conversation and then it kind of goes into a whole nother spectrum, and now it's a deep, like,
very engaging, thought-provoking moment.
Yeah, and like that's way cooler than, you know,
anything AI could produce.
Right. Yeah. It'll never get to experience that.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. All right. Hey, thanks for jumping back on. Really appreciate it. Awesome. Happy to, all right. Man. Well, on this note, I'm going to end it. And I'm just going to end it. Thanks again. And we'll stay on here.